Have your Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 2. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom of God, ordained from the before the world under our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him. I'm excited about that, ain't you?
Yes.
But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Save the Spirit of man which is in him. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which men's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. I want to preach tonight a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. Having an effect. Having an effect. Now, if you ever think about what we do and even what we say and ask ourselves, does it have an effect? Of course it does. But let me ask you something else. Does it have a positive effect or a negative effect? You know, I can say something to you with a frown on my face, and you're going to take it in a certain way. But I can say the same thing to you with a smile on my face, and you're going to take it a different way.
Amen.
The expression on our face makes all the difference. How we say and what we say. And everything has an effect in some way or another, either positive or negative. And as we look at this tonight, I want to think about having an effect. And if we're going to have an effect, we've got to have something that'll make us effective. Amen? And I'm trying to get lined out here the way God wants it to go, and not the way I want it to go. To have an effect, it takes some kind of a power, you might say, that a lot of us, most of us, maybe just all of us, don't really have within ourselves. To make a positive effect in the world, in our communities, in our homes, and right here is important, and in our home, in our homes, in our own kinfolk, in our own relations, to have an effect. And it's important. Amen. So you say, Pastor Jeff, how do we have effect? Well, there's just some things. Let me just give you a few things right quickly tonight on what we need, you and I, in order to be effective, in order to have an effect in our lives and around our, in every situation even, and things we deal with and things we see and the things we encounter every day. See, it makes a difference in our encounters how we pursue those encounters. Amen. If we do it with a positive attitude and with power, praise God, we can come out on the other side shouting, praising, and giving God glory, because we'll help somebody along the way.
Amen.
Or we can come in with a negative attitude and we'll go out sad and downtrodden and everybody around us will be sad and nobody will get no help. So it makes a big difference. And Paul tells us here, and now this is what he deals with. I know we've looked at this chapter, we've looked at it upside down and sideways. But as I was reading and studying this week, God began to put this on my heart. This, I believe when Paul was writing this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he was writing to the Corinthians because he wanted them to realize that they weren't in this world powerless. That they didn't have to continue to struggle along without any help because help was there. And help was manifested and it was effective power. Amen? As we see here, first of all, if we look at verse number 4, we see effective power. Amen? Effective power. And we see the demonstration of that power. Now, you can have all kind of power. You can have all the power in the world, but praise God, if you do have it, ought to be a demonstration of it. And what Paul says here in verse number 4, he said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. In other words, Paul says, I wasn't doing it within myself. He said, praise God, I was doing everything that I did for the glory of God. He said, I didn't want nobody to pat me on the back. I didn't want nobody tell me how good I was, because they said, I know it wasn't. He said, that I would have do not, and that I would not that I do. He said, I'm called in straight twigs too, and said, praise God, I have a hard time in this flesh trying to figure out which way to go. You ever been there? Amen. Amen. But he said, I didn't do it in men's wisdom. He said, but watch this. He said, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power. He said, there was an effective power is because of a demonstration of the Spirit of God moving in the lives, in the hearts of God's people. Amen. And what we need today is realize that God Almighty, God's Spirit lives inside of us, and He's there to demonstrate unto us what we need to be. Amen. Think about it. Think about it. The Spirit of God lives inside of you and me. Every born again believer, the Spirit of God lives in you. Everywhere you go, whatever you do, the Spirit of God is there. And if the demonstrated power of the Spirit of God is allowed to have its right of way in our hearts, praise God, it'll change the way we do things. I believe that. I was thinking the other night, and God began to get in my heart, how we act and how we react and how we treat people. We better be careful. Amen. And the reason we can't do the way we should is because of demonstrating the Spirit of God is not real in our lives. If the Spirit of God, the demonstrating of His power, praise God, is real, we couldn't do some of the things we do. Amen. God would be checking us up. Amen. Praise God. Because that's what He does. You say, preacher, how do you know the Spirit of God lives in you? Because the Bible says He does. Right. And let me just show you something. Look, John chapter 4. John chapter number 4. This woman at the well is talking to Jesus. And I think Jesus knew what He was talking about, don't you? Amen. And He told the woman at the well, He said, woman, believe me, verse number 21. There cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But there cometh, now is, praise God. In other words, Jesus says, I'm here, praise God, and it's time to get things right. If there's ever been a time to get things right, it's right now. Amen. He said, but there cometh, now is, when the true worshipers, now watch this, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. But now watch this. Verse number 24. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So if we're going to worship God, we got to worship Him in spirit, and we got, in other words, you can't worship God in spirit if you're not willing to listen to His Spirit as He speaks to you. Jesus would go on and say this in John chapter 14. He says in verse 16, He said, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Amen. I'm glad I got a comforter to go with me everywhere. Praise the Lord. Malachi, if you're in the middle of the night out in traffic, praise God, He's there with you. Amen. He abide with you forever. He said, even the Spirit of truth. Ain't it amazing how God don't want you to be in the dark? He wants you to know. Who does He want you to know? He wants you to know Him. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Amen. Praise God. That'd make a cold Baptist shout, wouldn't it? Praise God. I said, I know him. Praise God. And he dwells in me. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. He said, now watch this. He said, I will come to you. How does he come to us? Through the Spirit. The Spirit of God. Amen. He said, yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, you shall live also. Praise God. He said, at that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commands keepeth them, it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. So there you have it, praise God. The demonstration of the Spirit, the demonstration of the presence of Christ, the demonstrations of the Heavenly Father. Praise God, if you get all three all at once, praise, you can't get much better than that. Amen? Paul says, glory to God. Said, there's a demonstration here. That, hey, it ain't nothing about me, but praise God, it's about what I got in me. He said, it's full and overflowing, praise God. And he said, that's all right. Amen. He said, Paul wasn't apologizing. Amen. Because of the effective power that he had, and it was demonstrated in him. That's why he had such a good ministry. Amen. Not only have the effective power, but we got the effective revealer. He's a revealer of the power of God. Look at verse 10. He said, but God, now watch this, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. God has revealed them unto us. All things, praise God. God's revealed it. God ain't keeping nothing. God said, I won't keep nothing back from you, praise God. I won't give you all I got. Amen. You know what's wrong with us? We ain't willing to receive it. Amen, praise God. You might have to get rid of some junk so you get some good stuff. Amen. Praise, you got a whole lot of junk, just call Brother Wayne. He'll come get it and haul it off. Amen. He'll get it gone. Praise God. So you can get that good stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God he's that revealer, praise God, effective revealer of what God's got for us through his Spirit. Praise God. He said, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Notice it's all things of God. It's not a bunch of foolishness, not a bunch of trashy stuff, but it's the things of God. So we have an effective power through demonstration. We have an effective revealer through the Holy Spirit, through God's Spirit, amen, which we know it's real. And then we have an effective searcher that searches it out. The Bible says it here in verse 10, said the Spirit searches all things, amen. It leaves no page unturned. Amen. The Spirit's a searching out. He's looking to find. He's seeking that he might find. Praise God. So when the Holy Ghost of God lives in us and the Holy Ghost of God's ministered to us, then we can expect to do the things that's pleasing to our God. I'm going to say there's only one God, and he's God of heaven. Amen. Three persons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And that's the only help, praise God, that can really help us. Amen. How do we know? Because the Bible says that we're led of the Spirit. Look back at Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8 and verse 4. He said that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but what? But after the Spirit. What's leading us today? What's a guiding force in our lives? You say, preacher, how do you walk in the Spirit? Because you believe God. Amen. Verse number 5 says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Tells you where we're at today, right? Amen. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So he said, the people that walk in the flesh are what mind in flesh. He said, but the people that's a listening to the Spirit of God, they're getting spiritual things. You know why churches is dying today? Because they're not getting spiritual things. Amen. They're trying to feed them with the foolishness of the world. They got games and gimmicks. But I'm going to tell you, the church down the street gets a little better game or a little better gimmick, and off they go.
Right. That's
Amen. But praise God, if you've got the good, solid Word of God, and you got people that, now listen to me, you got people that love each other and love God and love to hear Him. Amen. I tell everybody that comes in here, and Brother Ferris was here, and he said, you know what? He said, it amazes me that this little church, and he to tell me after, sir, at this little church how much they love the Word of God. He said, we just feed. I said, that's all there is. That's what we come here for. Amen. Yeah, it's that extra special stuff on top. Amen. The precious Word of God. Amen. It makes the difference. But he says, if we're led of the Spirit, we know these things. Amen. Praise God. And he said, in verse 14 of Romans chapter 8, he said, for as many as are led by the Spirit, he said, of God, they are the sons of God. Amen? So how do you know? What do we need? We need to have an effective witness, pray God, to have an effective life. We have to have an effective searcher, and that searcher is the Holy Spirit of God. He said, the Spirit searcheth all things. Amen? Now, I got to thinking about this. I've had several people here lately call me, and they're making decisions, I mean, big decisions in their life. Some good, some not so good. And I tell the one that's making the good decision, the same thing I tell the person that's making bad decisions. Well, I said, preacher, that's not right. I said, well, yeah, it is if you tell them the right thing. I said, no matter what you're deciding, what you're choosing, what you're trying to figure out, I said, seek the Lord God of heaven. Ask God, amen, pray and agonize with Him. Lord, which way would you have me to go? I had to tell somebody today, I said, you know what? The Bible says we're supposed to flee fornication, even the appearance of evil. So if we're wanting us to go in a wicked direction, a thing that would be deceiving or corruptible to other people, you leave it alone. Amen. And pray that God will give you good godly direction. God will put you where He wants you to be. Amen. Listen, if we ain't careful, we get to searching looking for something, and you'll find it, but it won't be what God would have you to have. I tell people when they're looking for a mate all the time, hey man, don't go looking it up. You'll find it. It won't be no count. Ask God to give you that helpmate. Amen. Amen. That'll be a truly a helpmate to you. I mean, not unequally yoked in this world, but praise God, a soulmate. Amen. Praise the Lord. Making a difference. So we see an effective revealer. We see an effective searcher that searches all things. The Holy Spirit of God knows what we need. How do you know? Because he said he's also an effective knower. Look at verse 11. He said, what man knoweth? What man knoweth the things of man save the spirit of man which is in him? Amen. What knows all about us? The spirit of man. That spirit of us that's in us. But now watch what he says. Excuse me. He said, even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Amen. The effective knower is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God knows where we're at. He knows what we need. He knows, well, glory. Somebody jump up and shout, God knows where you're at. He knows what you're going to be needing, and He knows how to provide that need. Through the Spirit of God, the man's spirit and God's spirit, it connects together, and God takes you in a way that's going to be best for you and bring glory to His name. Amen. So we have an effective knower who knows us, praise God, like nobody else does. The Bible says He knows even the thoughts and intents of our hearts, dividing asunder a soul and spirit. Amen. That's pretty intimate. Amen. That's better. That's knowing me better than my wife knows me. But she said she ain't figured me out yet. We going on 37 years, Brother Bill. Amen. I said that right, didn't I? Praise God. Amen. But glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. But God knows me. So I'm going to ask, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to handle this situation? Because I ain't got a clue. Amen. And He speaks to me through the volume of the book. He said, hey, listen, this is right, this is wrong, should you choose. God makes us three more ages to choose, praise God, to make a choice according to what He says. It's like God says, hey, listen, I'm going to tell you what to do, but said, well, are you going to follow directions? Now us men, you ladies probably don't have no problem with that. Us men struggle with that. Yep. Amen. If these directions in a package and we're putting something together, amen, we throw them to the side till we can't figure it out, then we get the wife to read it to us.
Amen.
Amen. Look at the picture. Amen. Praise God. But the picture is of the Holy Spirit that knows us inside and out. Amen. So we have an effective, we also have an effective communicator. Amen. Praise God. Verse number 12. He said, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So we have the spirit that we might know. Amen. Jesus said, when I send you spirit, said he's going to reveal these things to you. He's going to give you all the truths of God. The things that you're understanding, you couldn't understand, you couldn't comprehend. I said it'd be, you just blow your mind. But when the Holy Spirit of truth comes, he's going to begin to reveal it. That's why we need to come together, worship the Lord, Spirit and truth, so that we can get those little nuggets of God, those little truths of God, so they can begin to manifest themselves in our life to change us and make us ready for heaven. Amen. To make us, that's what God's wanting to do. So we have an effective communicator in the Holy Spirit of God. He's communicating with us, praise God, through God. It's the Spirit of God. What better way to communicate with me and you than the Spirit of God? Amen. Praise God, communicating with our spirit that God gave us. Praise the Lord. That makes the difference. So we have an effective communicator. We also have an effective teacher. Amen. Paul said, we have a teacher here if we don't understand. Praise God, he's got all the wisdom that there is. An effective teacher. Look at verse 13. He said, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaching, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So he said, praise God, it's the Holy Ghost teaching. He said, it's not men's wisdom, but it's spiritual thing being taught by spirit, the Spirit of God. Amen. If we're willing to listen, we're willing to receive. That's why I said it's important to go to church, because a lot of people won't pick up a Bible and read it. Say, oh me. But we come to church, praise God, and we can get together one mind and one accord and let the Holy Ghost of God feed us all together. Amen. Give us that. We can dine on the precious things of God so we can take it home, praise, and compel somebody to get in. So that God can make a difference in our life, so He can make a difference in their life. So we see an effective teacher in the Holy Spirit of God. He said, praise God, it's not of men's wisdom, but praise the Lord, but he said, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Amen. So we see the Holy Ghost of God. We see the Spirit of God. We see having an effect on the hearts and minds of our people. And Paul's putting it down here, and he said, you know what? We need to be focusing on the Spirit of God, that teacher that come from God, that he might minister to our hearts so we can minister to others. Amen. Praise the Lord. So when we get our cup full, amen, to get to running over, then others will be run over on. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? So we have an effective teacher. Not only do we have an effective teacher, but we've also got, the Bible says, an effective discerner. The Bible says we should rightly divide the word of truth. How do we do that? Through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. In verse 14 he says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Natural man can't receive it, don't want it. Amen. We're living day and word, and listen to me, we're living day and hour that people don't want the Word of God because it contradicts the way they live. Amen. Contradicts the way they function in society. That's why we have to send Malachi out every night to go round them up. Amen. But because the natural man don't know, don't want to know right from wrong. They want to continue in their own pernicious ways and in the thing that they start back in the 60s, whatever feels good. Amen. Praise God. Let me tell you what feels good, being in the Holy Ghost God, having the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, praise God, going home at night, pillowing your head, knowing that you got peace with God. Amen. But we have this effective discerner in the Holy Spirit of God. He said the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. He said they are spiritually discerned. In other words, he says, the Holy Spirit, the Bible tells here that they're discerned by the Spirit. You say, preacher, how did I ever get a big dose to that? Because the Holy Spirit lives in you. Amen? He lives in you. You know what's wrong with this church? We need to just make him feel welcome, invited. Amen. Praise God. Then we listen to him. Be encouraged by him. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm talking about having an effect on people. Being affected by the Holy Spirit. You say, preacher, how can we do that? By the very last words in this chapter. The Bible says in verse 16, he said, we have the mind of Christ. Amen? We have, you have, I have, we have the mind of Christ. You say, preacher, what kind of mind did he have? A good question. He had a mind that was dedicated to his Father. He said, Father, not thine will, but not my will, but thine be done. Amen. That was his philosophy. Amen. His mother, I told you the other day, his mother asked him, he said, you know, we've sook thee sorrow. And he said, how is it that thou sook me? He said, but praise God. He said, don't you know I must be about my Father's business? Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, he said, it's about my Father. It's always been about my Father. Praise God. The mind of Christ is a mind that's dedicated to our Heavenly Father, to the good God of heaven, the one that loves us and takes care of us. Having an effect, making a difference, being positive in a negative world. We do it because of the Holy Spirit of God, but we've got to learn to listen. Amen. The folks that I've talked to last week, end of last week, this week, the questions they're asking is, you know, what should I do? How should I do this? You know, what direction should I take? Listen to the Spirit. If you say you're a child of God, listen to God's Spirit. God will not lead you wrong. Amen? Ask Him, expecting Him to speak to your heart and give you the right answers. You know, really, a lot of times I think we already know the answer. I told somebody today, I said, you already know the answer. You're just asking me to reinforce what you already know. Amen? Amen? Pray. Do that that's right. Do that that would be pleasing to God. And if it won't be pleasing to God, if it's not right, then don't do it. Flee from it. Amen. And seek God's direction so He can give you a different direction, a different way, a path that is effective. That's what we're looking for. We need to be effective Christians. Paul said, this is the only way to be an effective Christian, is to be effective through the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. That He's already demonstrated to us. He's already revealed to us. He already knows what we need. He already communicates it to us if we'll listen. And He's the greatest teacher. Holy Spirit's the greatest teacher that there ever was. Amen. Praise God. He's the true discerner of our hearts and our lives. If we'll just listen, the mind of Christ. Be pleasing to the Father. Amen.